When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I was going to say I was surprised by how the game went. The Giants stink.
They do.
They stink.
They are terrible.
They are a bad football team.
But I'm not going to let that get in the way of me.
Damn show ain't.
Overreacting.
Damn show ain't.
And getting over my skis.
Because you know the crazy thing, and it was funny because I think I said it Friday, I said I ain't root for no damn Cowboys. I just want them to win. You know what I mean? Because I can't just say go. I would never ever say that. But stuff like that don't happen for the Falcons.
Nope.
You know, it just does not happen.
Nope.
And
you just knew Baker was going to lead a drive.
He was.
On that play. Yeah, and they were going to kick a field goal. Yeah. That was going to be that.
You knew that was going to happen. You knew that was going to happen, but they got the help they need. Now, they still got to go take care of their business, talk about the Falcons and everything. But, I mean, just the performance yesterday, and I know it all starts with the quarterback. And I thought the Giants, they tried. And what they tried, they pressured the hell out of them to speed them up and everything. And it worked sometimes, and it confused them a couple times. But I thought the biggest thing was the calm that he played with Andy and the taking what the defense gave him a lot of times.
Yep.
And you saw that. I think my favorite play was just watching Michael play, was the play he threw it to Charlie Warner. And Charlie, it was a low ball, though. But what happened was that he was baited into throwing that inside route on that left side. And he saw it. And he pumped it. And he was like, oh, I can't. If I throw this, this is going to be a pick six the other way. And was able to get rid of the ball. Not all. I mean, sometimes an incompletion is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought he played with a lot of poise yesterday. That damn seven is special, man. Watching that guy run the football in. First of all, I tweeted out his blitz recognition this year has been outstanding. And he stands in there. He puts his face in there. But he just – this dude, the way this dude gets in and out of seams, man, it's just so much – it's just a beautiful thing to watch, man.
Yeah, it's
beautiful.
It's coming together for him. And it, like, he's always had it physically and clearly that's why they drafted him as high as they did. And you've seen it throughout his first 2 years now.
Yeah.
But he's never been more dialed into what the offense wants to do and what he's able to do than he is right now. Like, right now in the NFL, to me, it's like obviously Saquon, Henry, Josh Jacobs probably, and Bijan's in there. Like, yeah. Bijan's one of the elite running backs in the NFL right now.
Yes,
you saw
is.
It on full display yesterday. He's so patient,
yes.
too. Like, he does such a good job of letting kind of the holes open up, and obviously his start being able to stop and start like that is insane.
Yeah,
you can't just teach that. But, yeah, to have him playing the way that he's playing right now, and I think obviously he helps everyone on the offense, certainly helps Penix, but then Penix playing the way that he played with the offense actually able to function like a real professional offense as it hadn't been able to do for the last month and a half, helps Bijan also. Like,
yes.
It's so complimentary to actually have a quarterback that the defense has to respect in a way that they just haven't had to the last month and a half because of whatever the hell happened to Kirk.
Yep.
Still don't know what happened to Kirk.
Still don't.
It's a big mystery. It's amazing. And I know this happened Friday after we were off the air and all that. It's amazing how we go from he gives us the best chance to win to, yeah, we're probably going to cut him in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know what happened. I don't know how it happened. That is a very quick transition from we're going to ride it out, we trust him, he's going to fix it, to then the report's like, yeah, we got to cut this dude.
Yeah, and that's the crazy thing about it is and we spoke about it on Friday, like if you and I don't want to get too far ahead because like they're still in this thing and everything like that, but how do you explain it? Because I can't explain it. I'm sure now obviously they know more than we do. Obviously,
maybe information will come out when the season's over.
Something like that. But right now, it's unfortunate that you put this big investment into something and it didn't work and it's been a disaster. I don't mean they make the playoffs. This still was a disastrous situation that can be like, I don't want to say glazed over because you can't glaze over $90 million for 14 games. No. But you can say like, okay, we can – it's a bright side to it, I should say. And you said it's about Michael Penix and him playing well and everything like that down the stretch and coming into the offseason, how that would have the you know, the pulse, the effect of Falcon fans.
Oh, yeah, Penix can make us forget.
Yeah.
Now, maybe not Arthur Blank, yeah, who had to sign the $90 million check, who was promised this guy was the fix, and then he plays 14 games and you have to cut him. But, yeah, like Penix – plays like that, and they beat Washington, and they beat Carolina, and they go to the playoffs. Sorry, I mean, remember when Kirk played?
Yeah.
We got fat. We're goldfish when it comes to sports fans and good things happening. We got quick memories.
Yeah, man, but I thought, he was good. Bijan, Tyler, the way he ran the football. You know, my biggest, it was a lot of negative runs. I didn't like that a lot of times, a lot of negative runs. Bijan, I mean, he looked, you would thought he had 150 yards. Only had, I mean, yeah, only, but.
Didn't quite even have
100, but he was still running tough, running hard. The O-line protected him for the most part. You know, they didn't, you know, Drake London, hopefully, I saw he left hamstring. Hopefully, that's just precaution because the game was out of reach.
Yeah, I didn't even notice it.
Yeah.
And then he wasn't out there at the end. Yeah,
and then you see the emergence back of Darnell Mooney and everything like that. So he was able to go in there and play the way he played and finding seams and bringing that emotion that he got. And, I mean, the young kid, he was just, you know, he was just solid, man. Some of those throws, you just saw it. We talked about it all week. He just comes out different.
Yep.
It does. It zips out of his hand. Mm-hmm. And so, but, yeah, you got to help him, though. Like, Ray, you got to catch that ball for him.
Mm-hmm.
Drake, you got to catch that ball for
him. Yeah, that's a touchdown. Drake's got to have that ball.
You got to make the play, dog. I mean, you got to make the plays for this kid. And, I mean, they're going to go into a situation where they're playing a team coming up Sunday, coming off a big win. Five turnovers, and you still beat the Eagles. Now, if Jalen plays, it's not close.
No. That game was getting out of hand, and then Jalen gets hurt.
Yeah, but I was like, hold on. Why, Eagles, why? Why y'all let Kenny Pickett play like Jalen Hurts?
Yeah.
He's Kenny Pickett.
Just hand it to Saquon.
He's Kenny Pickett.
What are you doing?
But he makes some nice runs at the end, but yeah, I mean, Devontae catches the ball, game's over.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. That's the set. Yeah. They got three losses now.
Yeah.
And obviously one of them's to the Falcons. Yeah. Saquon catches that ball, they probably win that. Yeah. Devontae catches that ball over the middle. Yeah. They probably beat the Commanders yesterday.
They probably win that one.
All that said, though, shout out to Washington for winning that football game because they could have lost it four different times. I mean, they had five turnovers.
Yes.
Two interceptions from Daniels, two fumbles from Brian Robinson. Yes. You don't see that from him
Did you see that play that Jalen Carter made?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's a –
this dude swam. This dude clubbed a back block from the center and then stripped the damn football. Like, who does that?
Yeah.
Like,
no, he's about 365 days away from being in the Defensive Player of the Year conversation.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he's going to keep getting better. Next year, he's going to be right in the
conversation. And then what do you do if you're the Falcons? You take advantage of a badass team. Jesse, they needed that spark.
They did.
They needed that spark to wake them juices up. And once he hit that pick six, it was a wrap.
Because the annoying thing about Drew Lock is he's not particularly good, but he can scramble a little bit. That first touchdown is very sort of Drew Lock type of play. And if he gets a little momentum, he can kind of ride it a little bit. He's like Diet Baker Mayfield, you know, or JV Baker Mayfield. Poor man's Baker Mayfield. Let me stop insulting the guy. He's an NFL quarterback, but you know what I mean. And I was just like, when he made that throw, and then there was a couple of other throws that he had made earlier, I was like, don't let this guy get in rhythm. You beat the hell out of these guys.
Yeah.
Like you let him sit back there and get in rhythm and move around a little bit. Like, don't let him get confidence. So Jesse made that great play.
Yeah.
Just a classic Jesse bait.
Yes. Bait. Right?
Baited him. That same, I think all of his pick sixes Falcon are
like
the exact same play, which is beautiful. He's incredible at it. And then Judon was able to make a play too. His biggest play as a Falcon thus far.
Yes, it was. And I mean, then Arnold Levicade, he's
now that's right. Harrison made the play.
Judon got to catch it.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to catch it, you know. And then you had that. And then also, you know, I thought the tackling was pretty bad in the first half. But I thought, you know, as the game went along, I mean, that damn Caden Ellis, man, since they have implemented him and put him back in the pass rush part of the defense, that's when they've been sacking people. Mm-hmm. When they're allowing him to do – because you remember when we asked him up in training camp, and we're like, he came over, you had 7.5 sacks.
Yeah.
What were they doing different from you? And he explained it to us, and they just weren't doing that with him. They are allowing him to rush a sack in four straight games for him.
Yeah, four straight games with a sack.
Then he had – most importantly, caused a fumble. Mm-hmm. Falcons get on it and everything. But, yeah, I mean, the defense played really well. Special teams, did he block the kick or not? Or did the damn kicker just shank it?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
I could tell you if he shanked it or whatever. But
I felt the same way about the first kick the Falcons had. Yeah. It was a 43-yard. I was like, did that get tipped?
Did that get tipped?
Nah, he just kind of pulled it. Okay. It came out sideways.
All right, well, but he made the rest of them.
He did make the rest of them.
He made the rest of them, which is the most important thing. He made the rest of them. Not a good first impression.
No.
But you're able to stay
like, great.
But you're able to stay at the dinner table, you know, and go up to Washington to have dinner with this team because, you know, Young Wing Ku ain't coming back. But, yeah, so that was the only, like, downer for special teams for me. Was mm-hmm. that place like? Yeah, three drops on the first drive.
Yeah.
And then your damn new kicker misses a damn kick.
Yeah.
So Falcon-like.
And then the one interception that Penix throws.
Okay.
Shouldn't count.
No, it should not.
That's a Pitts interception. Kyle Pitts threw that interception.
Dude, I don't even know what to say no more. That was just all. You know, this dude is reverted to a backup quarterback.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And a fourth receiver.
What?
Your fourth overall pick.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, he's the backup tight end.
Oh, got it. Backup tight end.
That's what he is. And that's what he is.
Yep.
Like, and I know Duke's about having fun with the clip. I just work here and all that other crap.
But I mean.
But dude, like, you got an opportunity to make a play.
Yeah.
You got an opportunity to make a play. And for that to happen, that's one of the things where I don't know if he's complaining, if he's upset or whatever, he's not being utilized. That's your fault. Play better.
Or get utilized less.
Yeah, play
like,
better.
That honestly, right now, that's where I'm at if I'm them. I'm like, all right,
no,
we're good.
No, that's where they are.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, that's where they are.
That's it? That's what you're going to do?
That's what you're going to do.
It's a pretty good look. Could have been a touchdown. Catch the ball.
Catch the damn ball.
Get to the pylon.
Drop it. Don't turn it into a damn disaster.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't turn it into a damn disaster. And that's what he did.
Yeah.
Okay, you drop it. Okay. But – you turn into a damn disaster.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's the first time Penix throws him the ball.
Yep.
Might be the last time. No, he threw it to him later, and he got a 7-yard gain. So he went 1 for 7 yesterday. It was pretty good.
Whatever.
Day at the office. Unfortunately, kind of an average day at the office, second half of the season. That's not the story, though. The story is that the Falcons won 34-17. That's their biggest win of the year. Michael Penix was very good. Bijan Robinson was great. And the Bucks lost, so they're in first place again.
Yep.
Just like that. In less than a week, there's juice.